simply put, our water infrastructure that we use in our cities and in the suburban areas was built some 50 to 100 years ago. So a simple statement is that it's at the end of its design life. And that's just a fact of life that the systems we have are getting near their end of their life. They're kind of wearing out. Another problem is that the systems we're talking about at best have mid-20th century technology. And one important aspect of that is systems were designed when energy considerations were not particularly important. What was more important back then was sort of first costs or construction costs, cost to bring something online, not cost to operate. So today we have not only a need to repair, replace, redesign these systems, but we see opportunities here to do something different going forward, considering now energy needs. And in the area where we are in the country, there are these additional pressures of population increase and climate change, and also saving enough water and rivers and streams to support ecosystem services. So that's the whole milieu in which we work. I guess it's all driven by the fact that, water is essential for a functioning society, and that our systems are going to keep working one way or another. The question has to do more with, are we going to do small incremental things, or are we going to do more imaginative things going forward so that we're more efficient, both in how we allocate our resources and how we think about providing for the environment as well.